Welcome to Season 4 of E-Commerce Fastlane. This podcast helps resilient entrepreneurs thrive with Shopify. And now, on to episode 195.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company. Powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by Fast Simon, a leader in AI-powered shopping optimization for Shopify merchants. You can now engage your customers, boost your sales, and uplift your average order value with advanced search, personalization, merchandising, and discovery functionalities. As a Shopify merchant, you need the best-of-breed apps to differentiate and thrive in today's e-commerce landscape. Fast Simon has designed its platform with scalable infrastructure and customization in mind. Their new React UI component library simplifies the integration of AI shopping optimization with headless commerce and custom Shopify e-commerce storefronts. The new library can allow you to increase conversions through speed and AI of its shopping optimization platform, including merchandising, smart collections, search, personalization, visual discovery, cross-selling, upselling, I mean, you name it, all with a few lines of code. As a Shopify merchant, Fast Simon understands your needs and offers multiple store views within the same dashboard. Copy settings between stores, manage production, staging, and development stores, role-based access controls, and most importantly, they have 24/7 world-class support. Now, Fast Simon has powerful features tailored to the needs of Shopify brands. You can now address your audience's buying intent across different points in the customer journey. Whether your shoppers are browsing or if they have a clear intent to buy, get the tools to move your first-time visitors towards making a purchase by offering a unique buying experience through personalization and visual discovery. Fast Simon has also partnered up with Shopify's point-of-sale system, which is actually fantastic for those retailers listening today with an online store and traditional brick-and-mortar locations or even a pop-up shop. They also play nice in the ecosystem partners like Klaviyo, Yotpo, Stamped, Facebook, Instagram, so much more. You can even pull unlimited data from about anything in your online store and utilize it in your marketing tech stack. The more data you integrate, the more audience insights and personalization possibilities that you'll discover. Thousands of e-commerce merchants and agencies trust Fast Simon as they are a member of the Shopify Plus Certified App Program. You'll get great results, maximum flexibility, and unrivaled time to market. And right now, Fast Simon is offering a 14-day free trial for all my listeners. This also includes 30% off for the first 3 months. So check out their website at fastsimon.com. And to take advantage of my listener-only discount and free trial, head on over to ecommercefastlane.com/FastSimon. This is the only app you will need for all of your shopping optimization needs. So go check them out, fastsimon.com. Well, hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, if you're an ambitious lifelong learner, which you probably are since you're here today, you're definitely in the right place. Now, new episodes are available twice weekly with your favorite podcast players like Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and many more. You can also stream current episodes, including a very relevant back catalog, directly from ecommercefastlane.com. I think we're up to 195-some episodes, so a lot of great partners in the Shopify ecosystem, a lot of great problems and challenges that these apps and platforms are solving, and a lot of great offers. So check out ecommercefastlane.com for some of that back catalog. Now, in today's episode, my guest is Rohan Shah, who's the founder of a company called Extend, and that's at extend.com. And what they are is a leading provider of what we're going to call modern product protection, like very similar to extended warranties, but significantly more than that. And I'm hoping to unpack that a bit today. They're an API first company. Their solution like seamlessly integrates into Shopify, so merchants of all sizes can get up and running very, very quickly. So if you have products that maybe require or could potentially break down down over time and you're trying to offer a great customer experience around that product, Extend fits perfectly in there. They handle everything from the merchandising, the optimization, the claims processing, great seamless kind of a customer experience. I know over from what I see on the website, I'm sure we'll unpack that a bit more, but more than 500 leading brands and retailers are currently using Extend. Like, think big brands like Peloton and JBL and BlendJet. And I know hopefully we'll be able to figure out some of the Shopify brands that are using it. And many industries are partnering up with Extend. So it's not just one single vertical, and they can just deliver this great experience. So I want to jump in and learn more about how can we drive more revenue? How can we improve profitability? Because I think this is I'd almost want to call it a sales channel. It's something that I think there's money being left on the table right now for a lot of Shopify brands. And I think Extend kind of fills in those gaps. So hi, Rohan. Welcome to E-commerce Fastlane.
Yeah, Steve, appreciate you having me. You did a great job doing the overview. I'm going to have to plug you in with our sales team.
Okay. So let's talk first on a high level. I mean, I kind of dabbled it a bit, but I think it's always better in the founder's own words about the platform and what you're building and how you fit in this Shopify world. But let's talk about some of the problems that your platform is solving for brands today.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, you gave a great overview in terms of who we are and what we do, but from a problem perspective, it's really three things that we were looking to solve for brands and retailers. If you take a step back and just look historically, product protection and extended warranties are not new to the retail market. Companies like Amazon, Walmart, Wayfair, Costco, Best Buy have offered extended warranties and protection plans for decades, and frankly have made a killing off of them, right? Yes. Best Buy in 2017, if you look at their annual earnings, they did 52% of their profit in extended warranty sales. 52%.
Yeah.
But these are massively profitable programs for retailers and brands. The issues that we saw was that they just really weren't accepted. Tons of brands have built their businesses on platforms like Shopify and yet didn't have access to these services. So really the first problem that we were solving was a distribution and technology problem. How do you make it super easy and seamless for a merchant or a brand to offer extended warranties to their customers through their native sales channels, in this case, D2C? So building really well put together apps on Shopify makes that process easy for merchants. In many cases, we're taking merchants live in less than a matter of a couple of days. So it's really a distribution problem that we identified that we're solving through our technology stack. The second really is the revenue opportunity, right? Mm-hmm. How do you as a brand and retailer who's spending a ton of dollars on customer acquisition actually start driving a profit? These are pure margin programs for our brands and retailers. You know, Extend is a licensed insurance company and we take all the risk off of these programs. So for a brand, it's a pure profit play. And really, as you said, people are leaving money on the table by not offering these programs. And then the last thing, and I think the most important thing, is really around customer experience and customer loyalty. We look at these programs as a loyalty driver when done well. Tons of dollars are being spent all the time on sort of the purchase funnel, right? And conversion optimization. And what sort of got left behind is what happens when that customer actually gets that product and starts using it? What are some of the pain points that they might experience downstream around the actual usage of that product? Right. Guess what? And all of us have probably been there with our phones and headphones and laptops and whatnot, but we've broken them. Right.
Yep.
I'm actually sitting on a loaner laptop right now because my laptop is broken and I need to go to the Apple store in a few minutes. But, you know, it's amazing what you can do from a customer relationship standpoint when you can actually solve problems for that customer downstream. And that's what drives a loyal experience. That's what drives an engaged customer. And frankly, that's what drives people back to your website to buy more products.
Yeah.
And we can talk about a little bit about how we do that downstream as well.
That's so interesting. I never really thought about it from that perspective because, you know, you typically make a decision to buy a brand. You're under the impression that it's of decent quality. You read the reviews, do your research. Maybe others own the same product too. But then what happens in this kind of scenario when it just stops working? And then all of a sudden you just don't feel great about that brand anymore. And you just wonder if it's going to be covered or not. And then at least you're giving customers the opportunity to say, hey, for a very small amount of money, this thing is now fully protected for a much longer period of time, like maybe outside of the regular kind of manufacturer's side of the warranty. I mean, that's where Extend kind of fits into that mix. So I think it's a pretty compelling offer. And I'm glad we're recording the show today because I think a lot of people don't realize just the amount of profit that the big retailers, you know, it's funny, a side note, I used to work for Shopify in Canada, which, you know, eventually acquired by Best Buy. And I can remember I was there for 7 years. So 5 years selling on the floor as a retail, you know, know, commissioned salesperson, and then 2 years opening stores in Canada. And what's interesting is that, you know, you had to, as a salesperson, or eventually you'd be written up and fired, you had to have at least 5% of your total sales had to be, like, the total revenue had to be in extended warranty sales. And literally they would have a whiteboard up every Saturday morning meeting. We'd have, like, you know, a group, kind of a town hall meeting, like, for the whole store and all the employees, and a whiteboard would be up and, like, are you above or below the line? And the line was, here's where 5% is. So everybody's name that was selling was all the way down the list. And then what your extended warranty percentage was, the CSP, this customer satisfaction plan, like whatever they wanted to call it. It was so interesting. So it's very truthful that I can see that all the profit comes there, because I know how aggressive Future Shop slash Best Buy was in, you know, I'm going to call it in the early 2000s, but I know it's still a thing. Even the cashiers and, you know, customer service people, they still mention it because they just never know. And they also get a spiff, some kind of a kickback based on closing that warranty, oh, like even at the cash, right? So
absolutely. Yeah. It sounds like a scene out of Glengarry Glen Ross, but you know, it's absolutely true. Right. And I think you've seen this sort of overall trend in D2C specifically around margin compression as customer acquisition costs get higher.
Right.
And so, you know, I think the shift has really started and, you know, frankly, we're riding that wave around how do we actually start turning a profit here? What are the levers that we have and the services ultimately that we have in order to do that? And so I think we fit a pretty great niche. You know, what I would say is not everyone needs to buy an extended warranty on every product. As much as I maybe wish that they would, not everyone needs to, right? I think it's just important that brands and retailers have the opportunity to actually sell them to the customers that want them. And we see that in many cases, guess what? Purchase conversion actually goes up. And we'll talk a little bit about BlendJet, like you mentioned, but we've seen a number of examples where purchase conversion goes up because customers are thinking about when they're going through the purchase funnel, what happens if this product breaks? It's a portable product. Mm-hmm. In many cases, manufacturer warranties, to your point, don't actually cover the damage that customers are thinking about, like drops and spills and cracks and accidental damage, as we call it. So 100% agree. There are a segment of customers that are looking for this, and I think it behooves every brand to really serve those customers with the options they're looking for.
Yeah, and look at Apple Care.
Exactly. That's the best in class.
I know, exactly. So let's chat a bit about your journey, because it always fascinates me. I'm so blessed that I have the opportunity to be able to chat with founders on this podcast and kind of learn about their whole journey to what they're building. And a lot of times there's a lot of pivots and things along the way. I mean, the journey is always interesting, but are you able to maybe just unpack that a bit and just let us know about what led you to even want to get involved in this industry? And what do you believe uniquely positions you and the founding team, I guess, on a couple points? Number one, the desire to even want to get into this kind of industry. And number two, where did the expertise come to want to build this program?
Yeah, totally. So maybe I'll start a little bit with myself and then we can talk a little bit about the team.
Sure.
I'm one of those Bay Area kids. So grew up in the middle of Silicon Valley. I was blessed to have two parents who actually started a semiconductor company themselves and grew that business from a very small business to a public company. And so I got to see, you know, and learn from two people that I obviously have a ton of admiration and respect from how to really grow and build a business. And one of the things that always stood out is that people growing businesses do not have access to all of the opportunities that an institution would or an enterprise business does. And I think it's really important to note that in the last 10, 15 years, you've seen a lot of really enabling platforms to help small, medium business owners grow their businesses into large institutions and enterprises. And frankly, got to give a lot of credit to you and the folks over at Shopify, because I think that's absolutely what your ethos is. And that's the same way that we think through how we built our platform and our company. So, you know, I grew up here in the Bay Area, had my first venture-backed company out of college that I ran for about 3 years in the HR space. And then I actually spent over 3 years at a company called BCG, which is a large consulting firm, in their practice group called Digital Ventures. And that group really focuses on how do you build and launch startups and innovative digital solutions for the firm's Fortune 500 companies. So getting an experience really working with these massive, large corporates and understanding that A, innovation is really not their strong suit and building new products takes years, not months. But also understanding that there are a ton of gaps that exist out there in terms of enabling technologies. And that was really the starting point for Extend. Is I spent a lot of time in the insurance world as well as the retail world. And so really got to understand what are the levers from a profit perspective that these companies are looking to pull. People who have very, very, very deep and granular understanding of their P&L but also what are the gaps in terms of actually pulling on those levers? And many of those really came down to distribution. They weren't able to meet their customers where their customers were actually going. And so they would work with distributors and they would work with, you know, large retailers like the Best Buys and Amazons of the world, rather than really building experiences directly for their customers. So when me and my partner really started looking at this space, we took inspiration from a lot of the companies that we know here in San Francisco. So you look at companies like Stripe, you look at companies like Affirm. These are really enablement technologies in terms of services and solutions that merchants and retailers and brands who are now selling direct to consumer were leveraging. And so our whole sort of aha moment was, hey, all of these big companies are making a ton of money on these programs. And yet you look on Shopify and very few of these brands or retailers even have the ability to sell these products, these extended warranties and product protection programs. That was the aha moment. And from a technology perspective, you know, we're building some really amazing technology, but it wasn't some deep ML, AI, VR, AR type solution, right? Yeah. It was really, how do you work with the different partners and how do you build a technology stack that is easy and seamless to use so that much of the actual inner workings are black boxed in the background and people don't have to think about it, frankly. So that was really the genesis of how we started the business. If you look at the team today, we've give ourselves a little bit of a pat on the back. I think we've put together one of the most amazing executive teams and broader teams that I can imagine. We have folks from across the landscape of subject matter expertise that we would need to build this business. We have folks with over 30 years of experience in the extended warranty and insurance space. Mm-hmm. We actually acquired a business from Aon, the large $43 billion insurance brokerage. We acquired their warranty division in 2019 to really bring that expertise and those folks in-house. We also have folks with deep expertise in the e-commerce landscape. So I hired a gentleman who was the chief revenue officer at a firm, actually, to be our chief revenue officer and who's now our president here at Extend. So really bringing together the insurance side of the business, the fintech side of the business, as well as the retail and e-commerce side of the business, to put together a team that can really help us grow into, you know, a solution that brands and retailers trust first and foremost, but can leverage and benefit from, which is what we're doing today. And so if you look at the team today, we're over 360 people. We'll grow to about 400 by the end of the year and probably to about 600 by the end of next year. So pretty amazing growth, and it's supported by the success that we've had with, you know, the over 500 partners that you mentioned, whose programs we power today.
Yeah, this is lovely. Thank you for sharing that. It's great to hear that whole story. The sum of the parts, right? All the people together is one of the reasons why it's a significant operation now. And I just really appreciate kind of what you guys are doing. Before recording, they actually even went to a few websites that I know are powered by your solution. I just did a quick report I ran kind of internally and then had a look. You have such a great customer experience when it's not pushy, because they know maybe in traditional retail, it can come across as being a little bit kind of in your face and a little bit of fear. Hey, what's wrong with the product? Why do I have to buy this? No, it's there. It's exactly what you said. It's there if you see value in it. I mean, let's say it's a washer and dryer. You're like, well, it's a dryer. There's only a heater in it, one motor. Nah. But when you start talking about electricity and water, maybe the dryer, maybe the washing machine, I'm more apt to want to get the extended warranty on that. And I think it's these sorts of things where, you know, let the customer make the decision if in fact it's right for them and it's priced affordably based on the price of the product and knowing the cost of servicing on that thing. You know, just like even an in-house service call on an electronic item, a large item like that, I mean, it's $150 just to show up. And you say, oh, but for $299, you're covered for 3 years. Like, oh, okay. So all of a sudden the value is there. And so I think that's part of what your platform does. It understands pricing, the retail price, the, you know, the cost for servicing. And you have the expertise now in the insurance industry and underwriting to understand all of that. And I think that's what's the power of Extend. So I think we're going to dig into that in a bit. So Shopify merchants, let's suppose they see the benefits in it and they're saying, yes, I think getting involved in these kind of protection plans is good, and Extend might very well be the solution for me. How do you believe people can like optimize their conversions more? Like, do you believe that having this on your product details page or having it in some kind of a notification banner, like where does it all fit in the customer journey? Like, so what are the products and services? Where in the, there's a lot of questions here, but just trying to get a feel of someone says, yes, I think this is a missing piece of tech that I need because I want to offer this service to my customers. But where does it fit in the overall conversion layer of a Shopify brand, and does it help?
Yeah, absolutely. So a couple of questions that you asked there that I'll sort of try to address in order. But In terms of the actual conversion funnel, you know, we look at this as taking a step back. I look at it as you need to solve pain points for the customer. As customers are going through the purchase funnel, they're thinking about a variety of different things. You gave us some insight into how you think with regards to a washer and dryer just now, right? And customers have different questions and thought processes around what it is they're buying, why it is they need it, what it's the price point, and also what could happen to the product, mm-hmm. right? I spend $500 on a product. What happens if it breaks?
Right.
Am I going to be covered? Those are the questions that we look to answer through the purchase funnel. And so you've seen our different offer types. We have some on the PDP. We have some with a pop-up modal. We have some in the cart. Really what that is to educate the customer through the purchase journey that they can be covered if they want it to be for a longer time period than just the manufacturer warranty. And in many cases, they're actually being covered for beyond what the coverage of the manufacturer warranty is. As I mentioned around like accidental damage, drops, spills, cracks, Rohan being an idiot with his iPhone and dropping it all the time, right? In many cases, what we've seen is upwards of double-digit increases in purchase conversion because customers have peace of mind through that checkout process. They know, hey, I'm buying a portable blender from BlendJet. If I drop it and it breaks, I can be protected. I can be covered. And that's where we've seen those success stories. And it's been really amazing. I think you asked a second question there in terms of different types of products.
Right.
What's really unique about Extend is we're fully vertically integrated. We are our own insurance company and obligor as well. What that means in English is we can actually start customizing coverages for different products. We can actually build different coverage types, not just electrical and mechanical failure, but different coverage types into the actual insurance and terms and conditions of these programs.
Ah.
The fun example that I love to use is one of our well-known partners is a company called iRobot. You might have a little Roomba Zumba thingy running around home eating food off your ground.
Yeah.
So iRobot's customers, one of the interesting insights that we learned through the sales process is one of the biggest problems their customers face is the Roomba Zumba thingy drives over dog poo or cat pee
right.
and breaks. Now, that's not something that's covered under the manufacturer warranty, as you might expect.
Right.
So what we did there was actually build them a program that covered animal biohazard.
Ah.
This is a program that was completely net new and then was merchandised and marketed to customers that may be thinking about how is this going to interact with my dog or my cat at home?
Yeah.
Could they break it? So again, just an example, but a fun one, I think, because who doesn't love the idea of a little robot driving over dog food?
Yeah.
But also, it really speaks to being able to deliver what customers are thinking about through the purchase journey and building in the actual insurance on the back end, mm-hmm. black boxing that so that merchants and brands don't have to think about it outside of just thinking about customer requirements and business requirements. So we really look at ourselves, frankly, as consultants as we go into these programs and these sales cycles.
Mm-hmm.
Because ultimately, I don't charge anything for my solution. No one has to pay upfront fees or setup costs or integration costs at all to use Extend. We only make money at Extend when customers buy an extended warranty.
Right.
So it's a fully aligned business model in that sense. And we really behoove ourselves to thinking through our platform as a consultative sales process.
Right.
And understanding the needs of a merchant, because who understands those customers better than the merchant or the brand themselves,
mm-hmm.
right? I can't sit here and tell you I understand those customers better because I don't. The merchant and the brand has that relationship. So we really hold hand in hand with our partners to build up the best programs and then proliferate that data through content and messaging and marketing throughout the purchase journey and then after the sale as well, as it relates to the claims experience.
What's interesting when I went to the website and I think of always electronics because that kind of, that's my history through the Best Buy organization and selling extended warranties and things like that, and satisfaction plans and things like that. But when I start looking, I see that, you know, we have separate sections set up for auto and for, you know, exercise and fitness equipment or furniture of all things or jewelry. It's so interesting that you've actually slowly over time, it sounds like this kind of consultative nature that you have built into the Extend organization. It's like, it's not a one size fits all. Yes, we believe that we're fairly good at a lot of verticals, but we're open to discuss exactly what you said, the biohazard through the iRobot. It's interesting that that would never come up unless they had a direct conversation with the brand and, you know, frustrations of the customers. And so these are, I guess, more high level categories, but as this is what's happened over time with your consultative nature that you're slowly expanding out into other different types of verticals?
Absolutely. And in many cases, you know, we'll partner with a company and recognize that maybe there's 25% of their catalog that traditionally wasn't covered with an extended warranty. And we go back to our insurance side of the business and we build a program to cover those categories. and then launch them into the market. And that, in some cases, takes a couple of weeks, right? I mean, from a timeline perspective, they're extremely fast go lives. Mm-hmm. So if you look across our portfolio, even just thinking about Shopify merchants, I mean, we have folks like Mix Fitness, which sells a really cool sports and fitness bike on Shopify. We have companies like L'Ange, which sell beauty products and like hair curlers and whatnot. Mm-hmm. We have companies like Wink Beds that sell mattresses and adjustable bases. We have companies like Electric, which sells an electric e-bike. Companies like Models for sporting goods. Yeah. You know, the list goes on. Auto part merchants. So I think people are surprised often when we talk about what categories we cover. You know, I like to say the better question is what categories don't we cover?
Yeah.
And it's really a small list. It comes down to apparel, largely. T-shirts, hoodies, shoes, things like that. Really a lot of other products, anything with an electrical mechanical part, furniture, where it can be ripped, torn, or have stains, mm-hmm. we can cover. And so it's pretty amazing the breadth of what we can cover. And merchants are always surprised by that. And again, the goal is to give customers the option to buy, right? To give customers the option to protect their products. And some of these merchants, we've gone live with them. I won't mention specific names just from a confidentiality perspective, but some of those names that I mentioned, I mean, they've gone live and in a matter of days sold hundreds of thousands of dollars in protection plans. Hundreds of thousands of dollars in protection plans. It is absolutely amazing to see the reception in the market. Yeah.
And once again, you know, the answer, if you don't offer it, the answer is no. And so at least you have exactly. the technology to be able to say, hey, if you're interested, and I don't know what the take rate is based on this, but, you know, let's call it 20%, say yes to it. I mean, this, once again, it's incremental revenue. It's a great kind of experience. Let's talk a little bit about the post-purchase side, because I think, you know, retention marketing and loyalty, I think, is a big topic that's brought up a lot. I mean, now with yep. iOS 15, that's just kind of rolled out this week, you know, kind of opens are dead now for email. People are really doubling down on their first party data. How am I going to maximize the LTV of my existing customers? Acquisition costs, as we know, are rising now because of the competition and the fact that, you know, BFCM and the holiday season's around the corner. There's a lot of things going on in the marketplace right now. So if someone comes to your website, however they get there, through influencers, acquisition paid, however they get to the website, how do you believe you should create an engaging kind of a post-purchase experience? Because I'm thinking more on the retention and the loyalty side. Like, how does Extend fit into all of that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, again, similar sort of talk track as with the purchase funnel and conversion story, but it's really about solving pain points.
Right, okay.
When a customer buys a product, there are a number of things that can go wrong after that. Maybe my package didn't show up. Maybe it was dead upon arrival. Maybe it was the wrong color and I just want to return it and get a new one. Maybe I dropped it and it broke. How do you solve each of those pain points for customers is ultimately how you drive loyalty and retention with those customers. Because if you're solving pain points for customers, they will come back. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the baseline. You know, I love to use this and I probably tell too many stories, but
that's good. It's a podcast.
You know, one of the things that I love to tell people is just think about going to a restaurant. You sit down, you order your meal, and they bring out the wrong dish. A couple of things could happen. They could say, sorry, but we'll bring you a new one and it could take 20 minutes. Guess what? You're probably never going back to that restaurant. Right. Or they could come back out with a fresh plate 5 minutes later, say, I'm so sorry, bring you a free cocktail, maybe a free dessert. And that's a restaurant that you might actually go back to now.
Right.
Right? You might think, you know, things go wrong, but they actually took care of me when they went wrong. That's the type of experience that we think drives loyalty. And that's the opportunity that we think we have for where we live in that post-purchase customer experience in terms of delivering for merchants and brands. Mm-hmm. And we're doing that today. So I'll tell you a little bit about how we do that. You know, we really did a lot of user research when we started the business. And one of the things that we noticed as we bought extended warranties and protection plans in the market is every time we wanted to file a claim, we needed to actually go pick up the phone, wait on hold, deal with an insurance company on the back end. In many cases, it would take 5 to 7 business days to get a decision on that claim. And then what they would do is they would mail us a check, say, congrats, here's $200 because your product was $200. Go do whatever you want. That is a couple things. A, I don't know if I'm allowed to swear on this podcast, but it's a really poor customer yeah. experience, first and foremost. And B, it doesn't actually engage you with the merchant selling those products in the first place at all.
No.
So one of the things we did was these are customers that bought their products online. They are digitally native customers right. by definition. Mm-hmm. What do they want to do? They don't want to have to pick up the phone. You don't pick up the phone to get a table at a restaurant, to get a taxi anymore. They don't want to have to pick up the phone and talk to someone. They want to file a claim on their time, mm-hmm. when they can, after their kids go to sleep at 9 p.m. So we built a chat bot, actually, that's available 24/7 on our website, where over 97% of customers are filing claim through that channel. That chatbot also has the ability to make an adjudication decision, we call it in sort of insurance terms, but basically do an approval or denial directly through that channel immediately. Mm-hmm. So the majority of claims are actually have a decision made on them in 60 to 90 seconds for the customer.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Fast.
It is fast. I just love the link because I went to the website before we recorded today and I just clicked on it and it's, you know, it says file claim and it goes to customers.extend.com and it's, hi, you know, I'm Kaylee and I'm your virtual claim specialist. How can I help you today? And it's like start a new claim or track existing claims. So it sounds like you really understand the customer journey and you really want to help them follow through about like, well, how can I help you today? And let's get you taken care of now.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. And if there's any Extend employees listening, cover your ears for a second, but I love to joke that like Kaylee's our best employee because she's literally always awake, always working, always has a smile on her face.
Yes, she does.
I can't say the same about myself always, okay. But you know, it's amazing the reception we get in the market and the customer satisfaction scores, if you want to look at it from a quantitative perspective, mm-hmm. because customers just appreciate that they can do that whenever they want, however they want, on their iPhone, etc. And what's fantastic is, you know, say you bought that blend jet and your claim is approved. Mm-hmm. We don't mail you a check.
No.
We don't send you a digital gift card, you know, or credit card or whatever that may be. What we actually do is get you back to blendjet.com with store credit. You buy another product from BlendJet, you get it for free as a customer, and we pay BlendJet for that replacement product. So on the back end, as a merchant, you're getting someone back to your website at $0 customer acquisition cost, and you're actually generating a net new sale from that customer buying another product. For any of us who have been around retail for some time, we know how gift cards work. People end up spending more
Absolutely.
Than the value on their gift 100%. Cards. So we have a number of folks who are like, wow, that was such a sexy and clean experience. I want to buy a new blender for my mom or my sister or my partner. Mm-hmm. And so you're getting incremental sales on the back end from that same customer. That's an LTV play.
Mm-hmm. That's lovely.
So that's really where, you know, the full flywheel and the full loop really establishes itself. Is getting customers back to the website and having them engage again with that brand. We always used to sort of talk about this internally, which is like, how do you build a relationship with a customer? Forget with a customer. How do you build a relationship with anyone? It's having a dialogue with them. You know, no one likes to go to that cocktail party and talk to someone who literally just talks about themselves the entire time and never asks any questions. Right. We want to give merchants the ability and another tool in order to have a dialogue with that customer. And having a dialogue with them is getting them back to the website. Mm-hmm. So that's really core to what we do and a key tenet to why we've been so successful.
You know, it kind of reminds me of the returns experience, exactly what we're talking. We're talking about post-purchase experience and retention and loyalty. And when I think about returns, it's another interesting thing that a lot of brands don't consider. They think it's the unfortunate part of having an online store is you have to be able to returns. But when there's platforms like Loop Returns or Returnly or Happy Returns, there's quite a few partners in the Shopify ecosystem that really do exactly what you're doing, at least in the mindset of like, how do we have a self-serve model that we can instantly help a merchant kind of change a color or get a new size, or instead of maybe doing a refund, is it possible? And we're going off on tangent here, but I think it's all part of this kind of quote unquote post-purchase experience, building this lifetime value, this loyalty and retention, offering a great returns experience. You're looking at it from a product performance perspective and also having a warranty replacement kind of experience. And boom, you have this option here. So I think all of that is aligned.
Exactly. Yep.
Now, Q4 and holiday season just around the corner. I mean, we just finished back to school here in North America. Canada was a few weeks behind. Back to school is done. We're now into October now. And here we are, just everybody's thinking about BFCM right now in the holiday season. Are you able to talk a little bit about how you believe a brand should kind of prepare for this inevitable rush that's going to happen? It could relate a little bit to Extend or just overall and kind of in a business strategy. What should a Shopify brand think about based on what's going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, I've been talking a lot about Extend, so maybe I'll save that for last.
Okay.
But you know, I think the last 18, 20 months, however long it's been, I can't keep track now with COVID, has really forced people to think about inventory, supply chain, and all of the back end processes that relate to their business. And it's so, so, so important. And I'm sure there's a ton of anxiety around a ton of different merchants out there in terms of, are we going to be able to meet demand? It's a first world problem to have more demand that you can support, but it's also a problem.
It is.
Just to be clear.
Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think that's first and foremost what's on people's mind. And any way we can, you know, both consultatively or any way help our merchants, we do. Whether that's service networks, suppliers, manufacturers, just given the breadth of merchants that we work with and manufacturers that we work with, there are areas that we can help our partners in. And I think that's really top of mind. I think the second thing is really the conversion funnel. Yes, people want to shop a lot during Black Friday, Cyber Monday. No doubt about it. How are you making sure that they're shopping on your website? How are you speaking to some of the things that they're thinking about? How are you making it timely in terms of the offers that you're providing to people? Mm-hmm. I think that's really second in terms of what we see. And I think from a strategy perspective, it's, again, solving pain points, speaking to problems that customers have, speaking from your own voice as a brand. Every brand has a different voice. And it's really speaking from your brand and serving, you know, your audience, which is really important. And then I think third is really just knowing that there's going to be a lot more customers and a stream of new buyers for your products. How are you making sure that you're squeezing every bit of value out of that? Mm-hmm. And that's where I think, you know, frankly, Extend plays the most significant role, is really just understanding, hey, we're going to see 5x the amount of sales volume in Q4 than we do in any other quarter. How are we making sure that we're squeezing out every dollar that we can from that busy period or that busy season? And we see a lot of Shopify merchants specifically, but merchants in general, really rushing to get our programs live prior to the busy season. Right. And so I would say this is literally the busiest time of the year for us and our team. And for the folks on our team listening, they'll definitely agree, which is we're doing 10 to 15 go lives every single week right now with merchants. Wow. In many cases, we're doing all of the technical work for them. On Shopify, we have a team of 15 or 20 certified Shopify developers that literally go in, understanding that merchants have an insane backlog and are super, super busy with those first two problems that I mentioned. And we go do all of the integration work for them. Make a copy of their theme, do the integration, insert the different offer types, push it into a demo environment, and the merchant can look at it, test it, tweak things that they want to tweak, and push it live. This process takes a couple of days. So really focusing on making it as easy as possible for merchants and brands to start offering these programs to customers prior to the busy period and the busy holidays. That's our goal, and that's what we're laser focused on right now, and frankly, always, but especially right now as we approach Black Friday, Cyber Monday.
And so you're suggesting that those listening to this podcast right now, and we'll talk about offers and things at the end of the show, but you're suggesting that you do have the capacity and bandwidth today as it sits today, as this recording time in kind of first week of October, you feel that your team is ready and capable to onboard brands that are looking to get involved with Extend today.
Oh, absolutely. You know, as you mentioned, we've done it with over 500 merchants growing right now from a go live perspective, 10 to 15 a week.
Okay.
We have a ton of experience.
Okay, good.
We've seen it all in terms of headless, theme-based sites, okay, et cetera. Good. And so really having the capacity on our end is a no-brainer, because for us, again, like I said, we don't make money till people go live, till customers are buying extended warranties. So from an alignment perspective, it's not a set it and forget it. We're really focused on juicing these programs up as much as we can, because we benefit from that too, yeah, as a business.
Absolutely.
So that alignment, I think, is so important, and why we call it a partnership, right? Not just a customer.
And then the Shopify Plus side of the business, when you get access to checkout.liquid, there's a lot of other perks and stuff being on Shopify Plus, but there are a lot of brands today that are listening to that. Are there any extra benefits of getting access to the checkout flow, like a kind of a post-purchase experience or an in-cart experience that maybe Shopify core brands don't necessarily have access to? What happens on the plus side then? Can we do some other little nice things from a development perspective?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say a few. So definitely more opportunities on the merchandising side throughout the entire purchase funnel, which is key. I think the second is really, you talked about post-purchase. You know, we set up email campaigns for our merchants that come from the merchant themselves for customers that don't buy an extended warranty.
Ah.
So you sell 5x the number of products during the busy period. For any customer that doesn't add the extended warranty at checkout, why not send them an email trigger that says, hey, are you loving a new product? Make sure to come back and get it protected. They click the link in the email and it drives them back to the Shopify website to add a protection plan after the point of sale. That's another really engaging post-purchase experience that we can deliver for our merchant brand and brand partners. And then I think the third is really the re-engagement loop. On Shopify Plus, there's a lot more functionality around store credit, as you know better than I do.
Yes. That's true.
Really building into that store credit from a re-engagement loop, if and when customers file a claim, is also super important. It's a much more native experience. It's a much more engaged in experience, and it's a much more closed loop experience within the Shopify Plus ecosystem. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a ton of benefits. Frankly, I get excited when I hear someone's on Shopify Plus and not on sort of the core product. Not that there's anything wrong with the core product. It's just obviously a lot better on Shopify Plus because we really can tailor that experience a lot better to exactly what merchants and brands want to see.
Yeah, exactly. So let's pivot a bit to a story. I know we brought up a few different brands kind of along the way, and hopefully I'm not putting you on the spot here, but I think that because we all love stories, I think, you know, we're all entrepreneurs and marketers. That's a lot of people that are listening today. I think a lot of it is the education and the inspiration from a lot of other brands. And that's what I really am trying to get out of this section now of the podcast, is saying, hey, is there a notable story or a notable Shopify brand that maybe didn't have Extend, they were introduced to it, and then what was that journey like, and then what was the end result?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we were talking a little bit about BlendJet, so why don't we just talk about them? So BlendJet, their CEO is a gentleman named Ryan Pamplin. First and foremost, Ryan's just the man. He's an awesome, awesome guy and a fantastic CEO. I can't speak highly enough about him, both as a person, but also as an operator. I think he's done an unbelievable job building up this product. Forget just through the e-commerce website, but their marketing campaigns, their influencer marketing, the branding on the product, the ethos and voice, as we talked about, that they've built around their product. I think they just speak so specifically to their customer base and continue to grow that customer base. So for those of you that don't know, BlendJet is a sort of a home appliance. It's a portable blender. You throw your different smoothie packets in there and you can literally blend it on the go and then drink it out of the cup that it comes in. It's a fantastic experience. I have a few actually at home. I bought one for my mom and dad also because they were like, what is that thing? That looks awful.
Yeah.
You know, they come in a bunch of fun colors. They just really resonate with the audience. These customers are movers and shakers, right? Mm. As the product is explained. And so really focusing with that program through the sales cycle on, hey, our customers drop their products a lot. It's a big pain point they have and the product breaks. So again, customizing the program around accidental damage for those customers is really, really, really important. That was sort of the upfront, right? Thinking about what do we want to cover for customers and how should we cover it for those customers? Mm-hmm. The second was going live. I mean, I think it was a few day process of integrating with BlendJet. They have a ton of sales. They do a significant amount of volume. And we were able to integrate with them very quickly so that they could take advantage of the benefits. I can't remember exactly if they were just around the holiday period, but my gut tells me that they were. Mm-hmm. And so this is a similar experience as many of you are thinking about right now listening to this podcast is, how do I take advantage of this prior to the holidays? And you absolutely can. Ryan is super focused on his customer experience. That is the most important part about his business and how they focus, which frankly aligns really well with how we built our business as well, which is why we get along with them so well. So focusing on that customer experience, the coverage that those customers are going to be getting, and the merchandising and marketing of that program through the actual sales channel was so, so, so important. Mm-hmm. In the first 2 months after going live, BlendJet sold over $50,000 in warranties. Mm. That was, I believe, a 12% take rate. We have a case study on our website. So 12% of customers were buying it through the purchase flow. And they saw an 11% lift site-wide to purchase conversion, like I was talking about earlier, because customers had the peace of mind now knowing that, hey, if I buy this portable blender and I drop it, which I probably will, knowing myself, I'm going to be covered, right? It's a badge of trust that instills that customer confidence and ultimately drives more sales. So really one of my most favorite case studies, largely because of Ryan and his company, frankly, but also because of the metrics and the data that just demonstrates how valuable and how meaningful these programs can be in the wild.
This is amazing. Thank you for sharing that. I think that's exactly what I wanted to hear. I love to hear the success stories around it. I also love the fact that for those listening today, there's an opportunity still. The window is still available for you to get involved with Extend right now. And once again, I'm not trying to pitch the product, but you know, it's very clear that a lot of other Shopify brands are seeing like tremendous value out of it. It's not been on my radar as much as, you know, we talked in the green room before recording today. It's just like, it's unfortunate that for all the time that you've been in business, you know, I have a lot of talking points and things with the brands, and I have a book of business. So I have talking points and things that I bring up every week, thanks to this podcast. And there's lots of other merchant success team members, customer facing members inside Shopify that are here to educate and help, you know, grow and scale brands. And I believe that it's not on their talk track as much as maybe it should be. And that's what I'm hoping this podcast today really once and for all solidifies that there is an opportunity. Like you said, there's going to be 5x the amount of revenue. I mean, I heard a stat recently that like 70 to 80% of the total share of wallet for the BFCM time, like the holiday time, all money spent, the $1 trillion is going to be spent in North America this year. Literally, it's all happening in 4 days. So
it's amazing.
It's really crazy. You know, there's still lots of other opportunity, and we're early now where you can still get involved. So I think that's amazing. So thanks again for sharing that. Let's talk about the future for the product too. I mean, obviously it's iterate over time. You keep expanding your verticals. You have this kind of business part of the company where you're really consultative about, hey, I'm here to help you figure out if in fact we can create a program around your products. And so I think that's great as you've expanded verticals that you can protect and just offer value to, but just would love to understand if there's any other future things happening with the platform, like partner alignment or any kind of innovation. Just end of the day, I just want to share with the audience that you really are all in on wanting to help these brands to grow and scale through these service plans.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think you mentioned this a little bit, but we look at ourselves as consultants. My favorite part of my job is being able to have a first conversation with a merchant or a brand and learn about their product, their company, their story, because it helps us tailor exactly what we can do for them dramatically. So first and foremost, listening to our customers is how we inform our product roadmap. And we have a panel of customers who sit as sort of an advisory board, who have seen a lot of value out of the platform and want to make sure that we're continuing to build solutions that are valuable for them and their customers, right? And that's about as helpful as you can have from a partner perspective in terms of informing some of the things we want to do. So you look across the stack, you know, I talked about post-purchase experiences and some of the pain points that customers experience. Those are really where we want to expand into, is solving more of the pain points that customers have after the point of sale around their products itself, right? Our goal is not as a marketing company. It's not to sell other products for merchants or to create advertising campaigns for those merchants. Mm-hmm. Our goal is to solve pain points for customers that have bought products. So that's really what informs sort of the future growth. You know, even thinking through service plans on a monthly basis, you know, there is plenty of merchants out there that are thinking of device as a service or products as a service, hardware as a service. Those are monthly subscriptions that they're building for their customers. Why are service plans not considered under the same vein, under a monthly program type? We've already launched a number of monthly programs around extended warranties into the market. Now, I will caution you, that does not make sense for everyone.
No, fair enough.
But there are many cases where it does make sense. Traditional and legacy players have not been able to deliver on that because they don't have the technical capacity to deliver on that. That's just one example, but sort of speaks to how we want to continue innovating. Is both around product protection, which is our core business today, right, but just protection for consumers overall, right? Manufacturer warranties is a huge headache that a lot of our merchants and brands talk about. They're like, my support team is inundated with calls around, hey, is my product working? Is it not working? How do I use it properly? Things like that. That's cost, mm-hmm. right? Our core business today is a revenue driver, which is fantastic and a lot easier to sell. But like, yes. Those are big cost bases that merchants and brands are taking on as well.
Right.
So are there ways for us to help streamline that aspect of the equation? These are all questions that we're looking to answer and things that we've heard in the market from our partners. And we'll continue innovating on that. You know, we've grown from about, God, what was it, 120 people at the start of the year to 360 right now.
Yeah.
And that's really supported by the success that our partners have had. Also, so that we can continue delivering on our vision of this amazing and seamless and elegant post-purchase experience.
Love it.
We're going to continue doing that. You know, we have some amazing partners that joined on board. So in May of this year, we raised $260 million led by SoftBank, PayPal, Nationwide, American Express, as well as a number of other great investors. So we've really put together a Rolodex of investors, partners, and most importantly, team members who really know what they're doing and can help us execute on our vision.
Oh, wow. That's lovely. Thanks for sharing that. That's amazing. I had no idea about the investment round. So that really helps your product roadmap. I mean, just offering all the services that you need by having the headcount and iterating on the platforms. That's amazing kind of where things are going. So we are nearing the end of the show, though, for today, and I know you've shared a lot here, and it's just like fantastic. But so how can people learn more about Extend and the solution and your offers?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, first and foremost, like, reach out. Like, you're not going to get an automated sales process. You're going to get a human,
okay,
right? And we're going to have a conversation, and we're going to learn more about some of the pain points you're experiencing as a merchant or a brand. So first and foremost, like, let's have a conversation, right? And for anyone that wants to chat, I'm happy to chat myself. It's a really fun way for us to be able to share a little bit more and tailor the story, frankly, a little bit more around what we can do for our different partners, because it's different in different cases. Not all products are made equal or made the same or in the same vertical, nor are all merchants the same in terms of what they care about. So reach out. Let's have a conversation. I think you mentioned the offers mm-hmm. earlier, Steve,
yep.
but You know, we're really running a pretty strong holiday campaign right now where merchants that sign up and prioritize going live before the holidays are getting preferred economics.
Okay.
What that means is on every extended warranty sale, they are getting preferred rev shares, pure profit out of those sales on the extended warranty side. So we really think of it, again, heading into the busiest part of the year, as an opportunity for us to demonstrate our willingness to go above and beyond to support our merchants as they grow their businesses. Because as merchants grow their business and as they build a relationship with us, that's how we build long-term loyalty. And to me, that's the most important part is, you know, boils down to a simple word, but a very important word, especially in the insurance world, which is trust. Like, I want our merchants to trust us. And we only get to that level of trust by executing on what we say we're going to execute on.
Mm-hmm. So it's extend.com is the URL. I'll make sure I put a lot of the stuff in the show notes. I'll also, I have a landing page that's going to redirect to your site, but ecommercefastlane.com/extend. That will redirect to this special kind of listener only offer that's available for those listening today. So hopefully this conversation is resonating with you. If you feel that, you know, this is an opportunity for you, it's certainly exactly what Rohan said. It's worth a conversation to saying, is there an opportunity here? Yes, there's lots of other peers in a similar vertical of yours that are one of Rohan's customers right now. Is there a possibility? And the short answer is probably yes. And if not, the consultative nature that you have available within your organization is saying, well, like, what if? What are the options? Like, do you really want to work with us? The answer is yes. Okay, great. Let's see what we can do. You know, and I appreciate the fact that you're very open to wanting to help people if there's a supply chain problem or making some warm intros to other people in different verticals to help people out. This is like very challenging times right now. And I just appreciate the fact that you have this platform available, you're open and willing to help brands to grow and scale and wherever their needs are. And, you know, if it's certainly down the product protection side of it, then, you know, you're definitely a great fit for that. Just wanted to thank you for coming on the show. I just really appreciate, you know, you sharing this knowledge, just your vision for this company and, you know, basically giving back to the Shopify ecosystem. There is a plan out there to help you to improve your efficiencies and growing revenue.
Well, Steve, first of all, thank you for having me. Most importantly, I really appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun chatting through. I think second, you know, the Shopify ecosystem has given us a lot. It was the first platform that we built on and continues to be one of the strongest growth levers of our business. And so I can't speak highly enough of the platform and the team that you guys have on that end. It's really remarkable. So kudos to you and the rest of the group there. And then the last thing is just, you have my LinkedIn. You're going to put it on the landing page. Like anyone that wants to chat, feel free to sign up on our website. Someone will reach out immediately. Feel free to just ping me on LinkedIn. You know, I'm always available to the chagrin of some of the folks on my team sometimes in terms of how much I'm pinging them. But
yeah,
I'm always available. You know, this is my baby that I'm super proud of, and we're going to continue to grow. And I'd love to be able to help more and more folks as they grow their businesses, because I know how challenging it can be. And we can all use a friendly voice in the room and partner to help them through things.
100%. Well, this is excellent. Well, thanks again, Rohan, for coming on the show.
Thank you, Steve. Talk soon.
All right. Take care. This episode is brought to you by Fast Simon, a leader in AI-powered shopping optimization. Its revolutionary platform uniquely integrates shopper, behavioral, and store signals for an e-commerce search, strategic merchandising, and optimized shopping experiences that dramatically increase conversions and average order value. Engage your customers, boost your e-commerce sales, and uplift your average order value with advanced search and merchandising functionalities. And as I mentioned, right now, Fast Simon is offering a 14-day free trial for all my listeners. This also includes a special bonus of 30% off for the first 3 months. So go check out their website, fastsimon.com. And to take advantage of these offers, my listener-only bonus and free trials, head on over to ecommercefastlane.com/FastSimon. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of E-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.